If we learn on ahead every day, we don't have to learn on Yom Kippur, which will make. That's right. We're up to the Chavtes Amad Aleph. We're up to about 15 lines in the top. The last word of the line is Bishleima. We had an argument of Rabbi Yochanan and the Shlokish. We're still in Masechta Nozer. We had an argument of Rabbi Yochanan and the Shlokish as to the reason why only a father can make his son become a Nazir. Either he takes it upon his son or he forces the son to take it upon himself, and not a mother, and only a son, not a daughter. So Rabbi Yochanan said, this is all Allah, that's how it is. Moshe Rabbein told us. And we're going to see in the Gemara right now that Moshe Mesinai is no different than Seres Hadibris. It's exactly the same weight. And Ish Lakish said, no, the whole thing is Rabbanan. Because Chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother, only on the son, not on the daughter. And perhaps only by nazis on the son or the daughter, because the daughter, if she gets married, she affects her husband in a negative way. So what kind of chinuch is that? That's why it's not on the daughter, and why it's on the father and not the mother. He holds the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother. Like Rashi and Chagigal is that way. That's what we're up to. Now this, Bishleimus, we're up to that. Now, when you, at the end of the 30 days of a nazir, one of the things, after they bring the kabbanas and after they sprinkle the blood, the last thing that the person does is you give a crew cut. Now, taking a crew cut means you remove all the hair, including the payas. Now, you're not allowed to remove payas from the Torah.
It's not a crew cut, it's a balding.
Well, a crew cut is a balding. You leave it up here, okay. Totally bald. Like the Levim, when they get the... That's it.
Buzz cut.
Well, today it's a fashion, by the way. There's a lot of men who wear. Okay, now, ilchayri or even nisa deraisa, removing the payas. But the mitzvah, the Torah, like by Matera also we're told. We'll see later. Matera also you're told you got to shave completely, and another you got to shave completely. The Torah tells you. The Torah tells you there's no issue. Now, there's a machlekes. When is there an iser of removing your payas? According to one opinion, if you remove all the hair on your head, you're still over the iser of removing your payas. According to other opinion, you're only over the iser of payas is if you remove your payas, but you leave the hair on your head. If you remove all the hair of the head, then there's no corners.
Like a gala.
Then there's no problem with payas, because you're not removing the corners, you're removing everything. When is an iser? Only if you're removing the corners, which means you leave the hair on your head. But another opinion says, no, even if you remove all the hair on your head. So the question is, how is it over here, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who learns Allah Mashiach, that the father can make his son become a nazir, that means it's Mahat Toda, he's a nazir, because Allah Mashiach is the same as a Toda, no problem then of removing the payas. But according to Shlok, it's only chinuch. How can you go and do an avera, removing the payas, which is nisa in the Torah? That's the most question. Bishleimer le Rabbi Yechanan, the Amar who says halach he bin nazir halach meshem sinai mishemach megalech. Therefore, he can take a haircut ve'avin hakafah and he can remove all the hair, even though it's nisa in the Torah. But nevertheless, the mitzvah Torah, that's what nazir is. Elo le Rabbi Yechanan b'chani nomer leshlokish, who says that the whole idea can lechanch be mitzvahs, which is only mid rabbanon. Rabbanon says it's a good thing mechanch, but meanwhile you're over nisa in the Torah. Avid Hakafa, you're doing an Eastern of the Torah of Hakafa, removing your payas. Answers the Gemara, the Shlokish will follow the opinion that there's no Eastern of the Torah over here. Why is there no Eastern of the Torah? Because when is there an Eastern of the Torah if you leave, only remove the corners? But here, if you remove the entire scalp, there's no Eastern. Kesav and Hakafa is called a Reish, it's only with the Rabbanan. And what's Chinuch with the Rabbanan? The Osi Chinuch, the Rabbanan, but Dochi Hakafa Rabbanan. Chinuch Rabbanan is that important that the Rabbanan will push away Isudin de Rabbanan. Rashi. Where are we? Kasavar is Elish Lakish Heich Ahachi. Ahachi, but the last one lines mutter is like 25 lines into the narrow lines. Ahachi, therefore, mutter loyle galechi la take a haircut. Ah, forgot, even though the oven had coffee, even though you removed all the hair, over a lav, even an avedel is a kifu, the hochi who are lacha machine machine. And a lacha machine has no issues of removing it's in the tailor. Elo the shlokish heichi over al hakafah the havi midaraisa. How can you do that? Because chinuch, because chinuch. Because somebody holds hakafah's kolareish loy mitzir elo midarabon only as rabon and asi chinuch, and therefore it takes away. Exactly. Back to the Gemara. So we're going to continue the same line of questioning. Which means that's Mahatoida. I can understand how you bring kabbanas to the base of English because they're real kabbanas. According to the Shlokis, the whole thing is only the Rabbanan. That means Mahatoida, you're not a Nazir. So when you bring kabbanas, the Toida says, what is this? There's no kabbanas, there's no Nazir. What are you bringing? Chulin. It's in the Toida to bring Chulin to the Azara. How can the Rabbanan's Chinuch all of a sudden enable you to bring animals to the base of English? So when I ask, Bishleim Rabbi Yechanan, Halachi ben Nazir, Halachi therefore Megaleach. Maisi carbon, you're allowed to bring kabbalas. El Rabbi Eisi, but Rabbi Chanina Amar, Esh Lakish, Kide Lechan, Chib Mitzvahs, Haka Maisi Chulin Lazara, and the Chanis and the Taylor to bring Chulin to the Azara, to bring ordinary animals in Azara, because there's no Nazar here, answers the Gemara. Not everyone thinks that Chulin Bazara is the Raisa. Kasavad, he holds Chulin Bazara, love the Raisa. There's a Machlaik in the Gemara, and he holds like that opinion that says, and we had it in Psalch in the second page there in the beginning, that he holds that bringing Chulin Lazara is only Isid Rabbanon. So the Mitzvah of Chinod Rabbanon pushes away the Isid Rabbanon of Chulin Lazara. Rashi. Rashi, Elish Lagadam, Lavi Tamas, Chino, Kim Lachol, and the Rice, Taka, a mice, Chulun Lazar, Chulun Lazar, back to the Gemara. Bishleime. Now, when somebody becomes Tame in middle, he has to bring another set of Kabbalas, right? If a guy's a Nazir, he becomes Tame in middle, he has to bring another set of Kabbalas, which is a couple of, means a Chattas, a bird, Chattas, and an Oile. Now, Lachayde, those Kabbalas, same issue. According to the Shlokish, that the whole thing is chinuch, and therefore, Matei, you're not a nazir. If you're not a nazir, you don't have to bring these kabbanas. So how can you bring the kabbanas? Now, you're going to tell me, bringing chulin to Azor is only the Rabbanan. That's all fine and good. But what do you do with a bird? You don't shecht, you do malika, you use your fingernail. But for chulin, fingernail makes a treif. This kind of shchitter with a fingernail is only by kachim. Since you tell me the whole mahatayr is not kachim, you just made a treif. Ask the Gemara. With a knife, a chalav, like an animal. The only difference between a chicken and an animal is an animal has two signs and a chicken only has one sign. Bishleim Rabbi Yecha, Kor Rabbi Yecha, Dom says Halachi ben Nazir, Halachi ben Nazir, Ahochi. Therefore, Kimet Tamei, when you become Tamei, Maisi Carbon, Tzipar, and you bring birds, it's Mamasha Carbon. Ve'Achil Koyin, Malika, the Koyin will eat from the Malika, no problem. Elo Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Chanim, Rabbi Shlakish, Haka Achil Nevela. The whole thing is Rabbana. Nu, so if it's Rabbana, the Malika makes a Nevela, and how can you eat it? Rashi. The child is a nazir ma'atayda. There's no isha malika. The hachi halacha l'maisha masinai. Since Allah Rashi said bring the kabbanas, you do malika. See clear from this whole gang. This is the marker. The halacha masinai is equal to the Torah. This is the basis for that. Course, you would ask anybody that would think that Teda is sitting in the Teda. Halacha Masina is like Midrabanan. The first rabbi we had, Moshe, was. That's what. Everything in the Teda is from God. Even Gemara is from God. But what weight does it have? There's a Pish Mishnah in Rambam that says that there's no machlekesin by Halacha Moshe Masina. It's so holy, that's a Teda, that there's no machlekesin. There's no machlekes on the halacha mishnah, even though we did have in Tainis, and everybody asked from Mayim, from Nisach HaMayim, where do you learn it from? Whether it's a pasuk or halacha mishnah, how can it be machlekes? So someone answered that there's not a machlekes in halacha, the machlekes is where the makar is. That you could have. When the Rambam said there's no machlekes, is. And here, right here, you have a machlekes, exactly. I'm saying. So this is a problem with that Rambam. So over there, you can answer. And here's the question that Rabbanu that I said, the Mamash arguing in halacha. Yeah. They have a few issues with the Rambam. I can't remember they bring this one here, but they bring you. No, a Safi Rabbanim were always lenient. A Safi Torah Machma. A Safi Machina, you're Machma. It has exactly the same weight. Yishtakach comes out, the Kamaisi Chun Lazodu Kochel Kaina Bezin Vela. Back to Gemara. Answer the Gemara. You're going to have to say, according to the Shlokish, a bird Bechlal doesn't need Shchita from the Torah. The whole Shchita is the Rabbanim, which is we have a machlekes in the chulin. And if the whole shchit is only the rabbanon, then malika making a treif, who cares, mahatayda? You don't have to do malika if the shchit is nothing. The whole isa is the rabbanon anyway. Comes the chinuch the rabbanon, pushes away that isa. Says the Gemara, Kesava, he holds like Rabbi Yisi, but Rabbi Yehuda, that says that, the ain shchit la'if min hatayda. Min hatayda, you don't have to shecht the bird. All you have to shecht is an animal, which says, levachta. And he holds also the chulin ba'azor alav deraisa. Two things. First of all, shachting is only the rabbanon. Second of all, bringing kabbanas is only in mission is only the rabbanon. In basic mission is only the rabbanon. And therefore, the mitzvah chinuch pushes away two rabbanons here. Here's a bigger chinuch. You have one mitzvah chinuch pushing away two isur rabbanon. Sorry? It's the same. It's not the Rabbi's Chanina. It's different Rabbi's.
No, so why does he have to? Why does he? We already said before.
Sorry.
Why does he have to say here? Why does he say two things?
The Chiddush is that even though there's two, to tell you that Rabbi's Yehuda also holds Chulin Mazav of the Raisa, and we hold it.
So if he does Chulin Mazav of the Raisa, why does he say that he holds
Rabbi's Yehuda? Because that everyone knows is machlekes, and it's actually a lot of tanoim who argue about whether chulam mazor is the rais or not. There's a lot of tanoim, but here to say shchitus loy v'tayr is only das yachid. Rashi. So the Rabbi Yehuda domen shchitus loy v'tayr chulam mazor lav the rais of hichad yevon kim the rais lo boi shchitus yon shchitus loy chashiv in the vez not available loy maizi chulin la azor. You're not bringing the itzur chulin mazor less of yesi. He doesn't agree with elul mederabon rabon. The guy who answered is Yodele Hochi. He knows this. Hey, Chom Rabbi Yehuda Hochi. Obviously, this person who answered this answering letter is saying Rabbi Yehuda holds two things. He's saying we hold Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds two things. Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that Chulin Ba'azora is only the Rabbanon, and he holds that Shechitas Oif is only the Rabbanon, and therefore we're following him completely. But the Chiddush here is that one mitzvah of Chinuch can push away two the Rabbanons. You're telling me that? I disagree. Does Rabbi Yehuda actually hold that? V'hatanya, didn't we learn? How do you know that a chatas of a bird, if you have a suffix on a veir or not? Let's say you gave birth to a child, you have to bring a chatas, but you don't know if the child survived or didn't survive. And the din is, you bring a chatas on a suffix. And the din is, when you bring this bird, you don't eat it. Because you don't know whether it was a proper chatz or not. She'ein on necheles. How do you know it's not supposed to be eaten? Yeah. How do you know you're not allowed to eat it? Tamalimit. It says in the pasuk that if somebody's a nida, v'hazov is zoivoy, somebody's definitely a zov, la'azochar on the keva. We compare a zov, a male to a female. What's the comparison of a male to a female? Makish in the cave of the zochar, a female to a male. Ma zochar, just like a male. Maybe carbon. Al havada, a zochar brings a carbon when he definitely did an aveda. Afne via the cave of maybe a carbada. And the cave also brings a carbon. She definitely did something wrong. Ma zochar maybe al asafik. If a zochar did an aveda and a safik brings a carbon called an asham tali, a hanging asham. So the Keva also, Mivi Allah Safik, if she's not sure if she gave birth or not. She gave birth to a sack, and before she had a chance to see what was inside, an animal took it away or something, had no idea what it was, fell in the pit. Because then it's not called a child. It's not called later. Yeah. That's right, it was an Ephel. Yeah. So the Keva also brings on a Safik. Uma zochar and a zochar. What kind of animal does he bring when he brings on a suffix? What does he bring? Meminshu maybe alavada, the very same animal. If you know for sure he did an aveda, you know for sure he's a zob. He brings an animal, so when he has a suffix, he also brings an animal. Maybe ala suffix. That's the same thing. What he brings on a suffix after the cave meminshi maybe alavada. If she definitely gave birth, what does she bring? Birds. So therefore, when she has a suffix, she brings birds. Maybe ala suffix. Ima zochar maybe carbon from zochar brings a carbon. On a suffix, which is an asham toli, which is an animal, the nechel, the koinim eat it. So I would have thought in the keva also she brings that chata sa'if on a suffix. Mevi a carbon v'nechel, I would have thought you should eat as well. But amrit, we say loy no. E amrit bezachar by a zachar. You know why it gets eaten? Chicken, iser echad. There's one iser. We're not sure it was kosher fats, was a treifa fats. He brings an asham toli. We're not sure what it was. One aved here, right? Toima ben a keva, when it comes to the keva, when we say maybe she didn't give birth to a child but was only a sack of air, then shnei yisul, she's committing two avedas. And the Gemara will think in a minute that what are the two avedas? The two avedas are you bring if it's not a child, then you bring chul into the azara, and it's a and also you're eating what do you call it? You're doing malika on a bird. And you're eating it. So lechayda, you see that you're doing two avedas, right? And we'll soon see how it leads into our question. Let's just do it Rashi for so far. Rashi, Menayin. So, because you wanted to say Rabbi Yosi holds that the chulin ba'azor is only medrabanan, and the shchitas oif is only medrabanan. Let me ask a question. Menayin lechatzos loyishabala sofik and the leida oy the ziva shein lechelle. Let's say she gave birth, or she was a ziva that why they don't get eaten because it's a sofik and it's a chatzos oif. It says the pasuk v'hadova benidasa v'hazov v'zoyva. Then it says zochem in the keva. La hakach keva zochem. Ma zochem maybe a zochem is a carbon behema. when a zochah did a veda ate treifa fat. But he's a behemah alvada ochal chelav b'shayi ate treifa fat. Who had the levada zivo the same thing if he ate was a zav. He brings a behemah af nekeva and a keva too. Maybe a carbon alvada later chatasayif. What she bring? If she definitely gave birth, she brings a bird a chatasayif. Mazoch, now we're comparing a woman to a male. Mazoch and maybe Oshem Toli Asav, he brings, if he did a suffix of it, he brings an animal and it's called an Oshem Toli. Afne Kevi, she gave birth, not sure if she gave birth or not to a child, she was just a sack of air, she has to bring also a carbon for that. What kind of carbon? We don't know yet. We don't know what you mean. Behemi mean. If you don't know what she brings, an animal or a bird. For the fact that we learn, since we're learning a girl from a male, we see the male. What is he bringing? The same species that he brings for a vadei, which is an animal. That's what he brings for a suffix. He always brings an animal. So after the cave, a girl, since whatever she brings by a vadei, if she gave birth, she brings by a suffix, which is a bird. After the cave, if she maybe a vadei, maybe an animal, a suffix later, even mazoch, maybe carbon. He brings a carbon on a suffix. Gets eaten. So the Oshem Toli Nechol Kayin eats Oshem Toli. So the Chayin the Keva also eats this Chatas Oif that she brings on herself. It gets eaten. That's what we want to say. So the Gemara asks Amrit back to the Rashi. Amrit, how can you compare over there by Oshem Toli? It's one suffix, one of it. Here there are two Sveikas. Maybe it's kosher fat, maybe it's trefa fat. There's only one safi. Did he do an avei? Not. So we tell you, you know, I bring an ashen toli. But in the cave, with that two sakas here. Maybe she's just a sack of ev. She's committing to Yisurim. That's what the Braisa says. Now the Gemara is trying to analyze what two Avedis is this woman going to do if she brings this bird on a suffix. And the Gemara thinks that the two Avedis are maybe she is not a child, so therefore she's bringing a bird to Chulin to the Azara. And number two is you do Malika. And you do Malika, it's treif, and yet you're going to eat it. So there's two problems there. So how can you compare it to a male? That's what the Gemara thinks. Which means, we'll see in a second, Rashi, Gemara. Ma'i shnei yisuri, what are these two yisuri? In lav isa nevele v'chulim ba'azara. Isn't it the isa nevele, and you bring chulim ba'azara? These are the two yisuri. And Abiesi by Yehuda is the one who's saying it. So what do we see from here? What does he conclude as a Yudah? That you don't eat it. Why don't you eat it? Because he's saying it that you can do a malika on something which requires maybe maybe it's only chulin. So what does he about Yudah holds? That is a problem here. And he holds chulin bazara is a problem. Both of these issues are a problem. Say he holds as a problem. You said he holds chulin bazara as a rabban, and he's clearly he's worried about chulin bazara. You said malika shechita is only rabban. He's worried about it. Maskira Bacharika, well, you jump to the conclusion. The Braisa doesn't explain what the two Yisurin are. You made an assumption. Who told you that's pshat? Maskira Bacharika, Vadilma, maybe, Mechayiv Alea, maybe what he meant was that you're Mechayiv, and it's Shun the Meschazik train Yisurin the Rabbanon. He doesn't say that's two Yisurin the Torah. It looks like that two Yisurin the Rabbanon here, Chulim Bazar is the Rabbanon, and Shechita on the bird is Midrash Rabbanon, and now you're not doing Shechita and Malika. It looks so severe, it doesn't look right. So therefore, we shouldn't allow the woman to eat, but she brings us Chattas, Oif, on the Suffolk, whether she gave birth or not, we're not going to allow the Kohen to eat, because it looks worse than by a male when there's only one Suffolk.
On that basis, even
because the mitzvah chinuch is that strong, that's going to push that away. That's what we're saying here. Mitzvah chinuch is that strong, it pushes away, and
it pushes away too.
Yeah, looks like it. Look at Rashi. But you're right. Good point. So chinuch is such. So the mitzvah for a woman to bring a chatasayv and a safik is one thing, but the reason why she brings it is not because there's a mitzvah for her to bring it, because it's a suffix. We say bring it, chinuch. That's the mitzvah to be mechanech. So even though you're confronting two avedis, do the mitzvah chinuch. It's different because there is a mitzvah be mechanech your child.
But isn't the idea of this question?
The Torah says she should bring it on a suffix. We're saying here that we're comparing it. It's not a mamash a hekish. All these rabban. When we're saying let's compare it to a zacha, the zacha brings on a suffix, and the kevish also brings on a suffix, and so on and so forth.
So have your
According to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda.
So Teza concludes it's actually proper. It's a proper hekesh that she should be bringing a carbon like a zocher. It's not like a smachta like other Rishonim learn. However, the Rabbanon came in and said, don't eat it because of a chumrah Rabbanon. It doesn't look right.
But the whole reason of introducing this question, this whole issue of introducing this price about a year,
we're saying, are you saying if I'm a Yehuda, there's no such thing, we said...
The question, the response that we gave to protect Rabbi
Yehuda. No. No. You made a statement. If you would not have said that you're following Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda completely, you just said, because I follow Rabbi Yosi, I follow Rabbi Yosi by this, and I follow this other Tana for this, we wouldn't have a problem. So you follow both of them. It's, you said that you're following Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda completely. That means you're saying Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda holds both things. That's our problem. A technical problem. It's not a problem in what you're saying. So Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda has a problem doing two Avedas, you know, pushing away eating. But Rabbi Yosi doesn't have a problem. He says Chinuch can do it, or he doesn't have a problem with it. Back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ebezay, let's say, Lema, let us say, Lema, let us say, Ketanoi, let us say that this whole thing is Machlekes Tanoi, Machlekes Tanoi, Machlekes Admos, I imagine, as Benoi Ben Nozid, is Machlekes Tanoi. To what age can you make your son a Nozid? So one opinion says, Adchi Yovish Tei Sairis, to his Bar Mitzvah, Divrei Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe holds until Bar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says Achi Yagia Lo Einas Nedarim. We have a concept very interesting. It says each kiyafli. We learn out from there that a child who's 12 years old or a girl 11 years old, if they're intelligent enough, they understand what a neder is. They make a neder at the age of 12. It's mahatayda. They have to keep it. Yeah, muflah hasamach liish. So we say that what the chayv. So according to Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, once you reach the age that you're mature enough, you can make your own nedarim. Nez is like a neder. Your father no longer has control. Just like he's no longer control of your nedarim, he no longer has control of the nazir. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says no. Nazir is not really neder. And remember, he had a whole machlek is nazir shur neder. Nazir is not really a neder, and therefore the father has control till bar mitzvah. My love, l'chayde. What's the machlek? Is why does he say 12? He says 13. Posh. Tanoi, Rebbe Savar Halachi he be Nozir, Rebbe Ho, that's Halach El Moshe by Nozir, that even though the Chayit at 12 years old, the child already is mature enough and is independent, nevertheless, you go to Bar Mitzvah. Why? Because that's what she said. Va'ava Gavdi Giyah Lo Einas Nadarim, even though you reach maturity when it comes to the Nadarim, Madalei Va'ozil at the Maizah Shtei Sayyidah, you can continue and the father has control until he's Bar Mitzvah. But Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda says, "Achi agia lo ein until 12 years old, because that's when you mature, independent." So, hold on, chinuch. The kivan, the nafim meshusis shalom mechayiv. And once the child's independent, there's no more chinuch anymore. What's a chinuch? What do you mean? You have no now. The child has no barsha betrani on this mitzvah. All the mitzvahs is by mitzvah, but when it comes to this mitzvah, which is 13, I'm potter. So, that's the machlekes. Rashi, yeah. Because sleeping, that's something else. This is from the Shem Shemayin Kavana. This is my Kavana here. And we have a special pasuk, extra pasuk teaching this clown. Rashi. Shemayin decided the Hainu, Ach Ben Shalish Yashashon, the Ben Shalishon, 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 the my love tonight, Rebbe Domach Yovish Tei Sayyidah, so he holds Alochi ben Nozir, Alochi ben Nozir, Shai Ish, Madid as Benoi ben Nozir. Umushamachi different Madid, Lach Yovish Tei Tulku Sayyidah, Avagav Shigi Aloin, the Dodim, this is what Alochi was saying was, Rabbi Yisab Yudah holds, the time of Lahabil Gilachan, the whole thing is Chinuch. Hilchot Kivan, the Higi Aloin, the mature of a Nafi Lemish, no longer the father's domain, Sulaim, the Chayv, Lachan Chemitz, no longer Chayv. Behind the Gomer, Lach Yigi Aloin is the Dodim, says the Gemara, not so poshit. What interesting is the big machlek is in Achreinim, the Michas Chinuch, Yisrael, and others. If a kid is over by mitzvah, but this particular mitzvah doesn't have, for example, if it came by mitzvah middle sphere Sa'imir, and if you hold that it's one mitzvah and therefore it doesn't have the mitzvah sphere Sa'imir till this year, next year, does the father tell the mitzvah Chinuch? Because does Chinuch stop at by mitzvah? Or do we say Chinuch stops when the mitzvah comes on? In this Gemara right here, we see the Gemara says the Chinuch stops as soon as you no longer need the Chinuch. So the flip side would be that if posed by mitzvah, he still needs the Chinuch. He's still in the Chanuk. In this, he's still in training. Not because of Bardas. He needs training. Yeah, like over here. He's 12 years old. He's not, for everything else, he's still doing Chinuch Tlubah Mitzvah. But for this Inyan, he doesn't need Chinuch anymore. So the Chinuch is out. It's no longer Chinuch. And everyone's Maida. But so they use the flip side, where he's already posed by mitzvah, but this particular mitzvah doesn't have yet, then there's a mitzvah of chinuch to continue. Then the question will be, who has that mitzvah of chinuch, the kid or the father? Because he's ready by mitzvah. And then back to the Gemara, Moshe says, no, I can learn two ways. I can either learn that everyone agrees that the mitzvah is because of chinuch, and yet there's a machleket by mitzvah 12, or everyone says the mitzvah is not chinuch, and there's a machleket 12 or 13. It goes like this. Lo, you know, kuli am, everyone holds alochi, ben az alochi, Moshe Sinai. So what's the machlekes? V'hocha, the whole machlekes is this concept of mufle, ha-samach, le-ish, kamiflegi, whether it's ma-ha-teidim, in the Rabbanon. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, that mufle, ha-samach, le-ish, is only in the Rabbanon. That means ma-ha-teidim. He's even for Nadarim. When does he mature? By mitzvah. Therefore, by Nazir, when does the father lose control? By the mitzvah. But I said that I said Dachid Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanon, he had mature at 12. The Tayyid says the father can make him a Nazir as long as he's under control. He's under control by mitzvah. Come along, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Move for the son of Elisha, that I said. And therefore, as soon as 12, you lose control. So that's a loch machine, Rashi. Rabbi Sav Muzam Lish Rabbani, the boy, Kines Nadarav, we check in your day, Elamin Nadar. The Rabbani said, see if he's mature, Shemekayim is the Vod of Hichad, the Allah Mashina, he ben Nazir. Therefore, the Halach was by Nazir that says that a father controller, the Ha'av, Madi Benoy Ben Nazir, Osi, the Araisa, the Rabban. And Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda holds, Mufla Samach Leish Midaraisa, Nidre Ma'al Yahabe. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Mufla has Samach Leish is Mahateda. Nidre ma'al yahave. It is a. The Torah says a 12-year-old boy is a valid neder. The kivin them the rice and nafig le mishusidav. Since at the age of 12 years old, he's no longer sure that the father comes in the door. Him shulei chayla le nididav. The father's neder of nazir can't do anything. Now this is the Rashi that is always quoted. How do you know by mitzvah is 13 years old? The Rashi here in the Rashi sechta avos. Interesting is that side Rashi sechta avos is not Rashi according to most opinions, and side Rashi here is not Rashi according to most opinions. Ish havi mi ben yugimo shana v'loy pachas. A man is from the age of 13 and over. How do we know? How do you know about mitzvah 13? Shalei matzinu b'chol ha-toyda she'ekari ish. We don't find anywhere in the Torah use the word ish. And we know that the guy is at least 13. B'pachas ben yugimo. Where? Avol b'ben yugimo matzinu. Where do you find a 13-year-old Torah called ish? Koru ha-kosef ish. You see, v'ichra shnei ben yakash shimu v'levi. And we know that Levi then just became a mitzvah. Ish harba yugimidu shimu v'levi. Ish hayti ben yugimo shana havi. They were both 13, and I guess they were less than 12 months apart. Thank you very much. Here it is. Go do the maths. Go work it out. It's very nice of him. Okay. So there's a Rashi in Pirkei Avos that says the same thing, and it says the Yom Tov works it all out for you. Okay, back to the Gemara. That's one we're learning. How do you know? No, that's it. But the word ish, Ayid, let me, they grew up. We don't have to write. We need the word ish, an adult. Ish for like cotton. Every time we learn ish for like cotton, so ish means an adult. Another way of learning. Forget. Everyone knows it's a chinuch, which is only the rabbanon. Umufle has some chlish. Also, is only the rabbanon because it was the reason that I said there's nothing to talk about. How can chinuch push away the tater? Says at the age of 12, the kids are independent. Well, the father's chinuch will push away the tater's independence. No, Rabbi Savar osi chinuch the rabbanon v'dochi mufle has only the rabbanon. Therefore, till by mitzvah the father's in control. For Rabbi Yisrael, but you do Omar atche gear like that until 12. So he hold no like osi chinuch the rabbanon v'dochi usam liish. Let the kid become mature. That's it. Rashi, why do we amok? The Chana Mitzvah moves on the leash. The Bon, why do we amok? Okay, fighting more. Lema, let us say that Hani Tanoi can. Let's say these Tanoim argue in the following Tanoim. Tanya, we learned in a Braise. Maise, Berabe Chanine. There was a Maise, Berabe Chanine. Shehidiroi Avi Ben Nazir. There's an interesting story. Rabbi Chanine, the Tana, that his father made him a Nazir. Behavi. Oh yeah, we'll see in a minute. Behavi, I live in a Rabbi Gamliel, and they brought him before Rabbi Gamliel. To check him out on that very day. Remember, I told you before, Machlek is Rashi and Tesis until when a child can deny his father. According to Rashi, till the very last day, the child can say, I've managed to be another. According to Tesis, only the first day. So, according to Tesis, only the first day. According to Rashi, it can be any day. So, what happened was, the Brufan Gamliel, oh, yeah, Rabbi Gamliel, boy, Rabbi Gamliel was checking him out later to know, Im Havish, Tesidus. What was he checking for? Tesidus. By mitzvah, not 12 years old. Imloi, heavy. Rabbi Yisi, that's what happened. Later, he was checking out. So Rabbi, when he quoted the story, he took a story to suit him, his end. And Rabbi Yisi quoted his end. Anyway, what happened was in the story. Amaloi, Rabbi Chanina turned to Rabbi Gamliel and says, Rebbe, al tetztayi lebekein. Don't waste your time. Don't be in pain to check me out. The truth of the matter is, I don't care. If I'm under the tutelage of my father, hey, then I'm going to be a Nazi because my father made me one. But if you're going to decide that I am independent and my father had no right, then you should know that hey, then I take upon myself a Nazi. Omar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel stood up and said, wow, this kid is smart. Not only is he smart, but he's frum. He kissed him on the forehead. Omar, he said, I am secure and confident in the knowledge Rabbi Chanin will become a great rabbi one day. And he's only a 12-year-old kid then. Omru, they said, I guess at the age of 13 already, in a very short time, he became a big paisek. Now that's the story. So what does that prove? Says Omar Zay. Bishleimel Rabbi Yisi, according to Rabbi Yisi by Yehuda, who says that the criteria is 12 years old. Amar Acha Gielon, 12 years old. Hein the comedy says, Im Katan Hani. If I'm younger than 12, Eya Bishvil Abba. If you look at this, if I'm younger than 12, I'll be for my father, and if I'm over the 12, I'll be for me. Fine. Elo Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Amar Acha Yovish Teisaitis. We're learning that the facts didn't change. It's still at the age of 12 years old. But according to Rebbe Lechayde, it doesn't make a difference if you're 12 or not 12. Even if post 12, he's Nazidus is nothing until he becomes 13. Vim Godlani, Godl means over 12 years old. And you still ask me, what are you talking about? But just according to Rebbe, he's still under his father's control until 13. We're learning right now. They're not arguing on the facts of the story. He was under 12 at the time, and he says, if I'm over 12, under 12, the same Mamanushach. So could be, it makes sense to Manushach, because over 12, he's on his own. But according to Rebbe, over 12 makes absolutely not one iota of a difference. It only makes it only starts when you're 13. So what's Rav Chanina saying here? What's I'm going to kiss him on his forehead? Rashi. Was learning that he just became 12. Even though he's Godl, Godl we're thinking means over 12. He's still under his father. This is what happened. Omar, according to Rebbe, what happened was he said, I'll be for both. Rashi. Ella, Liba, the Rebbe, you know, talking about, you're going to Omar, he said, What he meant was, the way Tyson, Rashi doesn't explain at all what he meant, what the answer is. So the Tyson, the Rosh learned the Pshat is, he wasn't talking about 12, he was talking about 13. He meant to say, when I become 13, and he was right before 13 years old, and that's what he meant. That's how Tzaddik the Rosh learned. Rashi doesn't. What's the answer according to Rashi?
It's interesting. In Kiddushin, Tosfos learned that Lagabi Kiddushin is God of the Son of Hashulchan Aruch is Kekotan Rabbi. Do we apply the same ruling by Nazir?
Not at all. Not at all.
So why do you differentiate?
And there, we don't say by Kiddushin. We say there by. Metzia Shalov. It's Metzia Shalov. Who owns it? Exactly. Because he's. That's right. We also had by Adav. Can you give your Godel to Mizaka and have others? If he's a Godel, son of Shalov, if he's not independent of you. Not like this. Back to Gemara. Ella. Okay. That's an interesting question. Let's say he said that. Let's say he said, okay, 13 years old by Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda is 12 years old. So we finished with that discussion. A general question. Rashi learns that it's talking about in the middle of the 30 days. So we don't know. Let's say they found that he had shteisaitis, but we don't know when that happened. So go like this. If he became bar mitzvah before his father made the promise, then come in the delay. He said, I'll become bar nazir on my own accord. So he became a nazir. Ulubasaif, if his father said, you'll be a nazir. And then they found the shteisaitis only after the 30 days were over, and then come in the delay. He was a nazir because of his father. But the icy mitzvah, if it became in the middle of 30 days and knows it, what happens then? Because according to Rebbe, you become by mitzvah, your father no longer has any rights, so the Zidah stops. According to Rab Chanina, the Zidah doesn't stop. According to Rab Chanina, it's because of Muflas HaMilchish and all that. Once you start the Zidah, your father, it'll continue. Because you're not really independent of your father, because everything else is still dependent. So this thing you are. So therefore, you continue your father. But according to Rebbe, that you're bar mitzvah means you're no longer your father. So the nazirah stops in the middle. So what happens? You now become a nazir of your own, but you already missed. But you were a half a nazir with your father. He says until 12 years old. Fine, makes sense. Now, why do you continue, your father? What happens? You stop. What happens? Amri, we say, you're right. There's no takana at the Yosef delay, the Yosef da Avu. He sits the 15 days of his father, and then he sits the 15 days of his father. This is how Rashi learns. He finishes the nazir of his father, and then he starts his own naziris.
Of 15 days?
Yeah. 30. His father starts immediately, and you got to finish it, and then you start your own.
60 days old.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let's do Rashi. Let's do four lines and a wide line. El Rebbe de Amar. Habeshus Lavu Kayim, Kol's Manshalay, four lines and a wide line. Kol's Manshalay, five lines. Kol's Manshalay, Havish Te Sidis, it being two sidis, Zubay Nazidis, Kablalay, the Makabal to Nazidis, and the Philo Rebbe, Maidik, Shagial, Oinzadorim, Matsi. Rashi is very confusing here, so I actually have to learn. The Rosh is the easiest to learn. Anyway, the Pshat I just told you right now, and it's too hard. Let's do the Mishnah. Now, the next Gemara is a very complicated Gemara, only because there are two Gesoyes in the Gemara. It's the most confusing two Gesoyes. Rashi learns one way, and Taisa learns exactly the opposite. And Taisa's way is easier to learn, so we'll learn Taisa's way. Okay, Mishnah. Ha'ish migaleach al nezidus ha'aviv. And therefore, it'll be hard to learn Rashi's on the next Gemara, because the Rashi changes the whole Gemara around and makes it very confusing. Ha'ish migaleach al nezidus ha'aviv. A man, we already had this before, a man, the father became a nazir, and the man can step in and say, I'm taking his kabbanis, I'll become a nazir, and I'll use his kabbanis for myself. But the ain ha'ish migaleach al nezidus ha'aviv. But a woman cannot take upon herself the Nazidus of her father. In other words, if her father became a Nazir, and then comes along the woman and says, and I will take the Nazidus of my father, I'll take his Kabbanus and bring him my Nazidus, she can't do that. Why not? Halacha Moshim Sinai. Let's just do the Gemara on this particular part of the Mishnah, and we'll do the Mishnah tomorrow, the rest, which is the next Gemara. Gemara. See in three, four lines at the bottom? My timer. Why can't the woman take the bottom of the page, Lamina Madala, four lines at the bottom? Why can't a woman take the father's kabbanis like a man? Omar Rabbi Yechon says, halacha hi b'nazir. It's a halacha l'machasina by nazir, that's how it is. Rashi is five lines from the bottom. My time ain't a isha megalecha zirovia. Why can't she become a nazir and use her father's kabbanis? That only a son can take his father's kabbanis. Don't compare anything to this. This is the tradition we have. Ben v'leibas. A son and a daughter. That's it. Okay. Now the Gemara comes along. Obviously, only the son, because the Gemara understands now it's because of a Yerusha. The son yashes the father, so he's entitled to these kabbanis. He can take it. The daughter doesn't yash him. Why in the world would you think that she can take the kabbanis? My lememra. Ben Yerush is Ovi Basloi. Obviously. Oh, one second. What happened? You only have a daughter, and then she does yash him. I would have thought, Yerushin Gimilah, it's a question of Yerusha, and therefore now she's entitled. Very strange Gemara. Extremely strange Gemara. The Gemara says, starts up my time. In other words, Gemara thinks, why shouldn't a girl get it? Then the Gemara gives a reason why a girl shouldn't get it. Gemara jumps at him. It's so obvious that only a boy, not a girl. So what was your question in the first place, my time? If it's so obvious that only a boy, not a girl, because of Yerusha, then why do you start up my timer? So Taisa says that this is a style of certain Gemaras. It's not a Gemara. Rabbi Yechon is talking aloud. Rabbi Yechon is the one who started off my time. You can ask me my time, and I'll tell you because of Allah. It's Rabbi Yechon talking the whole way through, so it's not a question. Let's do a quick Rashi. Pshit, three lines at the bottom. Shaben Megalech, the son, not the daughter. The Ein Lebas, Mokka Ben Klum. Daughter doesn't Yashin. A halacha lomli. Why didn't he mean a halacha mersin? Sinai? Maut, I would have thought, Yashin, give me the Loshin Megal, Chinan, the Zidah of the father, Veloish, no, makes no difference. Ben, a son, Veloish, no, Bas, daughter. The Mokkim Shane, Ben, with his no son. Kamashal, halacha, Ben, Lebas. This is halacha. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shah.